Τόσιτε με τα βόβο θεό, κόσο με τα άγιο, εφαγγέλιο.
Τεν τζέφες νιου χενευράν υψόι σεν τένι γόμ, Κύριε εφλόγης ον εκ το κάτα ιο έννεν αγίν εφαγγέλιον τον άνοσμα.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, our reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were established, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Sunday of a paralytic or a paralyzed man. During the journey, which is a long journey during the Great Lent, the church is trying to draw a path like a physician who tried to help me to remove all the obstacles or the sins from inside my heart and to repent. The journey, it very simply, the church not ask us to abstain from certain foods only. As I said, it's like a physician or a loving mother guide us step by step toward the healing of human soul. And that during the Great Lent, all the readings, it's not random. So it's about like we try to take some steps. It's like letters. Starting by prodigal son, if I start by prodigal son, it's like the church showed us the prodigal son. The message was very clear. I have a sin. If you sin, there is a solution. No matter how far you have gone, you can always return to the Father. It's not a big issue. But if you sin, you can come back. And a little bit farther, more deep. The Samaritan woman. The message was very deep a little bit. Even repeated sin has a solution. Even if it's repeated sin. Even if someone falls again and again and again and again 100 times, and I have always, and I come to the confession, Abuna, I can't go outside the sin. I can't. It's repeated. Christ still sits on, like, by the well, waiting. You can imagine when last week, it was like he decided to go to the well and sit down and wait until the woman come. It was really great. So there is no matter how long I sin, how long I can't go outside the sin, even I fall again and again, I'm still have a hope to repent. And today the church was very clear. I'm going to go more, it's going more deep a little bit. More profound. It's more profound. Even the sin has lasted many years. Even the sin, I'm very weak. Now it's become a habit. It's not only I repeat it. It's now that now the sin become like a habit. 38 years, he was in the same situation. It exactly explained the soul who is like a long time. He has a sin and it's repeat. Not only repeat the sin. It's become a habit. Spiritually paralyzed. You know what the tragedy of this paralytic man, paralyzed man? So in John 5, it's written like the gospel when we read, it's written, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years, it's almost a lifetime. How old are we? So 38 years, he's still on the water and he sit down like he can't move. Yes. But at least it's like 38 years of pain, 38 years of disappointment, like 38 years of watching others receive the healing while he remained the same. The same. Someone who's like looking to the, like everyone is going inside our water every year and he's still beside the water and no one can move him and push him to the water. Like, I lost hope. Emotional suffering of this man. Every time the water was stirred, someone else entered the first. And
can imagine, like I see, I come to the church, I see a lot of people, sometimes they are good, but I'm still inside me, I feel bad because I have some sins inside my heart and I can't remove this sin. Or I feel that there is a lot of people much better than me, but I can't like move, I can't do anything. And I have no hope, like the paralyzed man. In John, it's written, so I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. I have no man. You know what the heartbreaking words is? What exactly? No helper, no friend, no one to carry him. Again, the heartbreaking words is like the three words: no man, no friend, and no one can carry him. Sometimes I feel like maybe I have some friends or I'm surrounded by people, but I have no one can carry me up. I have no one to help me. Maybe I have some friends, yes, but some friends that they are bad, they have bad influence on me. And I'm not feeling well all the time. Maybe I'm happy for time. It's only for like temporary happiness. But I'm not happy all the time. I can guarantee to you and confirm there is no happiness if Christ is not inside your heart. I'm confirming, believe it or not, but I confirm, whatever you're gonna do, go outside, spend all what time that you want, whatever you want to do, do. But without Christ inside you, there is no happiness. And it's not a joyful time and a joyful life. That's why he was surrounded by people who did not carry him. No one can look to him. And he remained there. Why? Because, like, why he's still like for like 38 years? Because he has a hope. He has hope. 38 years, you have hope. Yes, I have hope. Maybe someone can come and carry me and push me to the water and can be healed. The wise man in Ecclesiastes, he said in chapter 9, and again, for the hope, he tried to explain the hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. A living dog is better than a dead lion. That this is a hope. And why did Christ choose this man? Like it's written in John chapter 5, in this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed. So why Christ chose this man? And why he was, for example, like it's not according or like for his strength or his righteousness. He's not a right man. But why he chose this specific? There's a lot of people, maybe hundreds and maybe thousands of people, they are existing there. But why he chose this exactly, this man? He found his endurance and hope. You know the word strive? When we have the word strive, Arabi. Jihad. You know the word strive, jihad. We do a lot of effort in our life. Go to work, and we try to like spend more time at work, or for example, and we have to do a lot of efforts at work because we want it to be much better. Good. At home, we try to help our kids, we have tried to do our efforts with our kids, whatever they ask, we're gonna do, we will do it. We have to clean our home, we have to be good, we have to like to present everything good. So we try to do everything as much as we can in the best. And like, except small thing, God. It's easy. Believe me, it's not, he doesn't want us to go to do a lot, but it's only love. But we have to do some strive, we have to do. He was said, this guy, the paralyzed man, he was sitting for 38 years, and Jesus Christ, he saw his endurance and hope, and he said, I will heal you. I have to do some effort in my spiritual life. Don't take it easy like that. Don't take it easy. Yesterday we celebrate the feast of Abu Nabshirkim. So as I was listening to Abuna Ishnura yesterday talk about Abu Nabshoy, and he had a lot of, and before yesterday, and a lot of histories with Abuna, and someone he lived with him. And yesterday I was listening to a sermon from Abuna Lu, and he said together they pray together, like during the church night, midnight prayer. And while he was praying the midnight prayer, you know, the midnight prayer, especially, it's a lot of words really, really contact the heart to God. It's about compassion with God, yes, but we as if we repent and we ask his compassionate. And while he was praying, so he cried. So I wouldn't know, I would say, like, quietly. Allah, I hope to be like a man or a woman who's good before God. I wanted to be prepared. I wanted to be ready. Abuna Bishoy Kamil, who was like ready all the time, who was crying while he was praying because he felt that he wanted to be ready, to be pure before God. What about us? Striving, like we have to do some effort in our spiritual life. That's why St. John Chrysostom said, Christ often chooses those whom the world overlooks so that his grace may be clearly seen. Again, I'm going to explain this part. Christ often chooses those whom the world overlooks so that his grace may be clearly seen. When you are down, the grace of God going to put it, like, going to help you. Only cry. Only, like, sometimes I want to kid asrukh li rabbana. Qul ana mish qadir aqum. I can't do anything without you. I need your help. Sometimes the people come to me like, Abuna, we can't change our life. We can't change the sin. We can, it like, handana mashakil. We have a problem. But only cry. Only ask him. Fight with him. The psalm said, in Psalm 34, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Yes. Again, the Lord is near to those who have broken heart. So the question that reveals the heart is, do you want to be made well? Like, strange question from Jesus Christ to someone who lived for 30 years, 38 years, only without no, there is no one can help. So you can imagine Jesus Christ, he knows this guy, and he has in mind to heal him. But before he started to the miracle, and he was asking him, do you want to be made well? What this question? Yeah, of course he wanted to be healed. But healing begins with desire. You know, without desire, Jesus Christ can do anything. If I refuse, for example, I'm not doing a small effort, I'm doing 0.0001, and he's doing 99.999. I have to do it. The small things, I have to do it. That's why he was asking him, do you want it to be healed? Like, for sure, like, it's 38 years now. I've been here 38 years. But I can't heal you without a desire, without your permission. Jesus, you know that I'm sick. I have a sin. I can't do anything without you. Yeah, Habibi, but I have to ask you in first. I can't do anything without you. That's why St. Augustine, he said, God created us without us. But he will not save us without us. Again, St. Augustine said, God created us without us, but he will not save us without us. That's why I have to ask myself in first, or anyone ask, do you want it to be healed? The paralyzed of soul, which is the problem, is he's not only a physically paralyzed, it's also his soul was paralyzed. Because in John, in the chapter 5, he said, see, you have been made well, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So he reveals more something very deep. The real disease was sin. St. Basil the Great, he said, the wounds of the soul are far more dangerous than the wounds of the body. You can imagine that maybe I'm paralyzed in my body, but my soul is awake. And the problem, the opposite, if my soul is paralyzed, what is the disease of the soul? A lot. Separate me from God. It's a lot, but I'm gonna tell you some of them. Pride, lust, anger, envy, judgment, greed, hatred, lack of love. Even I'm wasting my time, I'm not focused with the prayers. It's a lot. Separate me from God. But this is a separate, it's a disease of the soul. Sometimes a person carries many of these diseases without realizing. The problem is I'm not realizing, I'm not sure what is my sin. Saint Macarius, which we are celebrating today, the greatest tragedy of the soul is not its weakness, but its blindness to its weakness. Again, the greatest tragedy of the soul is not its weakness, but its blindness to its weakness. I'm blind, and I can't see my weakness. When we go to confess, don't confess on behalf of the other. Because always some people that come to confess, you know, Buna, she did that with me. Anyway, you are coming to confess on behalf of the other, or you are confess for yourself? I have to know my weaknesses, and I have to reveal it. I have to realize where is my sin, and what is my sin, and I have to reveal it. And I can, by the way, no one can hide the sin before God. Maybe we can see because God is covering me. Covered. Satr Rabbina al-Ali, al-Alina. بس ده مش معناه ان انا ما افتكر ان ربنا مش شايف غلطتي او مش شايف خطاياي. No, God is covering me because he knows that he's loving me. That's why he covered me. But a moment, I have to understand that God is looking over me, and he knows every single thing I'm doing. That's why it's easy to go to confess and repent. Yeah, sometimes it's like, no, Abuna, it's not. And you know what? Someone like came to me, I think, and asked me, Abuna, do you remember all the sins that I told you? Like, Habibi said, Daniela, aftikir ewa, aftikir haq. I can't. I don't remember any. And why this question? Because, sometimes you feel, guilty, or, for example, you feel, embarrassed, for example, and I want to go to Abuna and to confess. Abuna, he also has a father of confession. And he go to confess. But this church is amazing, actually. To see, you can imagine that God give us priests, okay, and the church to let us, for example, to help us for our salvation. That is open the door of repentance and confession. And I put all my sins in before God. The priest is only present here only to take all the sins and put it on the altar. He's not doing anything else, by the way. He's only put here his hands, and he read the absolution. And to tell Khalas, Habibi, God is forgiving you, and I'm taking all the sin and put it on the altar, and that's it. That's it, yes. That's why in Psalms 27:14 he said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, the delay of God is not his refusal, it is his wisdom preparing the soul of greater grace. You know what, why it was like a little bit wait, long time. Sometimes the people come to for confession and said, Abuna, we have an issue. Yeah, Habib. We try to confess many times and we fall in the same sin maybe 100 times. Without what we should do, Habibi, continue to strive. But it's a long time. Why God is not taking off this sin? I try. You try, Habibi, do your best? Yes. Khalas, okay, continue. This is like this strive, it's like a crown. But I have to do my job, I have to do it. Put my tears into your bottle, in Psalms 56. And finally, Christ did not touch the water. He did not call the angel. And he simply said, rise, take up your bed and walk. One word, rise. I remember like you know what? Like I see the people who confess, and Buna for sure, especially the people who, for example, is not confessing for a long time. And after they finish the confession, I'm always see this. The people said, take a breath. I'm good now. This is exactly. I take a breath. I take off all the sin from my shoulders, from my heart. I clean, become pure. That again, that the confession and repentance, it's about renewal. The baptism, I become like a kid, like a child, pure. I take off everything from my heart. That's why he said only one word. That's why after we finish, I want to read the confession, the absolution, sorry, and only one word, rise up. This reveals something profound. Christ himself, the true Pesisada, the pool healed occasionally, and Christ heals continually. Please, when you feel like wrapped by sin or stressed, cry. Use, like, you know, the next week, God willing, we're going to hear the blind man. He was crying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The Canaanite woman cried also for her daughter. Psalms are full of cries. Use the psalms to pray. Use the psalms to pray. And finally, you can imagine, like, we have a lot of saints. On the 1st of April, it's Gamla, we're going to celebrate the departure of Saint Mary of Egypt. Like she lived in deep sin for many years. And one moment of repentance changed everything in her life. Changed everything in her life. So that's one Saint Sophronius, he said, where sin once ruled, grace later reigned with greater power. I'm going to repeat it again. Where sin once ruled, grace later reigned with a greater power. God is not leaving of me at all. He's put more power and grace to save me, but he needs only one word, part from my side. He will ask me, do you need to be healed? I have to say only yes. And finally, the transformation. I'm going to be transformed. And St. Paul, he said, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy. In 1 Timothy, he said, but the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant. Finally, my beloved, today in the paralyzed man, we all carry some from the paralysis. So I have to ask myself and first, as Jesus Christ, do you want to be made well? He will ask me now, today, the same. Do you want to be made well or not? It's again, healing requires two things only, desire and his power. Again, to be healed, my desire and his power, and that's it. But I have to, and if I have no desire, I have to cry. I have to say, I need your help. May it become the moment when Christ says to each one of us, rise, take up your bed and walk, and glory to God forever. Amen. Flogenson is more than a policy.